Well, here we go. All right. Welcome to the Miller Times podcast. So my name is Brady Miller, and this is episode number one. So yeah, it's been a long time coming. We've always kicked around the idea of having me do my own podcast. And yeah, today we made it happen. So recording right now, first week of January, 2026. And if you're listening to this, hopefully you're a hunter, or probably more importantly, I'd hope you're a mule deer hunter, or maybe you're trying to become one. So what exactly is going to be the Miller Times podcast? What's it going to be all about? Briefly mentioned, yeah, we've been kicking this idea around for a little while. Should I do my own podcast? Should I not? Had a lot of people ask if it was ever going to happen and suggest, you know, they would like to see, you know, me doing my own podcast. So we got, obviously, Big Hunt Guys podcast, Trail is his own podcast, Game Trail. Now we have Miller Tynes. So a little play on, you know, my last name and Tynes because of, you know, Antler Tynes. So throughout basically this Miller Tynes podcast journey, I'm going to be diving deep into a lot of different subjects. So it's not going to be just a mule deer podcast. Let you know right off the bat, I'm going to cover a lot of different species in this podcast. Obviously, I'm going to favor mule deer, rightfully so. But yeah, it's not going to be all about mule deer. I'll be diving into rifles, reloading, mule deer, of course, mapping techniques, just general, really in-depth Western backcountry hunting techniques. So yeah, if you're not into mule deer, don't worry. I'm going to be covering a lot of different animals because I just love being in the mountains. That's my main thing. I just want to help people, you know, go in the mountains, enjoy the cool things that I've been fortunate to enjoy most of my adult life. Also, expect really sharp takes on biology reports. As you guys know, I love reading. I love learning about the animals. I go off and hunt. So it'll be a lot of biology reports, talks about herd dynamics, probably a little bit of tag strategy as well. Because, you know, love to help people here at Go Hunt pick up tags and learn more about the tags and draw process, draw odds, that sort of thing. So I'm definitely going to be leaning on, you know, other guys in the office, help me out, talk about my tag strategies, my e-scouting stuff that I like to do. Because I really get in depth when it comes to biology, e-scouting, mapping, and then how I approach hunts. So gonna be a lot of different topics on here, but yeah, real world gear and shooting insights, and then probably a bunch of crazy hunt stories as well. So it's a little way to, you know, for me to do this differently than what you see on Big Hunt Guys or, you know, Trails Game Trail podcast, where again, he covers a little bit more archery stuff. And I'll be doing a lot more rifle side on this too. So episode today. What's it going to be all about? So I wanted to get that whole intro out of the way. And I'm going to chat today about something I feel is very important. It's that having the right mindset and mental toughness as a mule deer hunter. And I'm going to mention this a lot, all these things right now in this podcast, I'm going to be referencing as a mule deer hunter. But keep in mind that all of this stuff I'm talking about right now applies to any other hunt you're going on, especially any hunt in the West. But again, I'm just going to keep saying the word mule deer hunter a lot, but keep in mind that this will apply to pretty much anything. I always get the question when I'm like giving a seminar or meeting people at shows or just randomly meeting people on the street, gas stations, or on the mountain hunting. What's the one biggest tip you could give me to be more successful as a mule deer hunter? And honestly, I always tell people right off the bat, it's the mental side. It's the mental side of hunting that's going to make you be a successful mule deer hunter. And we'll dive into more of the thought process around that. But I truly, truly believe that if you have the mental side dialed down and you're willing to push hard every single day and overcome all the other mental struggles on a hunt, it's going to make your life a lot easier as a hunter. Also, I'm going to be honest with you right off the gate. Mule deer hunting is hard. And most of the time, it's not going to be very fun. Times that is fun, it's going to be the best hunt of your life. But there's going to be a lot of struggles, a lot of difficulties, a lot of, you know, times that might seem boring, times that might seem just difficult, sitting there in the rain, sitting in the snow, trying to glass, might be windy, might be steep elevations, really thick timber, that sort of thing. But it's not gonna be fun all the time. They're not bugling, alerting themselves to your presence. So you're gonna want to embrace the suck. And that's where I think the mental side of it is going to really pay off as a mule deer hunter. Today's podcast isn't going to be, you know, about highlight reels of some crazy hunt story I've done or, you know, giant mule deer antlers pretending every hunt is epic. It's not it. It's reality of mule deer hunting, the long days, glassing into these big, gorgeous basins and turning up nothing, blown stalks, and the mental grind that comes with chasing arguably what I think is one of the toughest animals to consistently kill in the West, and that's a mule deer. So again, I started with this podcast topic because I truly believe mindset and mental toughness is one of the most overlooked aspects of being a mule deer hunter, or again, any hunt species for that matter. It's more than gear, I think. It's more than tags. It's more than that perfect location, that perfect draw tag, that perfect, you know, over-the-counter spot on the mountain. If your head isn't right and you're on a hunt, the style of hunting, like chasing mule deer in big, steep, nasty country, will chew you up and spit you out. So yeah, mindset and what it takes to stick with mule deer hunting. How to enjoy the process, even when it sucks, which is, again, most of the time it's going to suck. And this is what I actually think makes a successful mule deer hunter. So we're going to dive into that. So again, it's not a how-to show right now, this first episode. This isn't going to be an episode that's going to line you out with a shortcut to success. It's going to just be an honest conversation about mental toughness, discipline, and ultimately learning to embrace the grind of mule deer hunting. So yeah, it's going to be a deeper podcast, but I really truly feel that if you're willing to suffer a little bit, willing to stay patient, keep showing up, even when things are not going your way, it'd totally be easier to quit on a lot of hunts. And I've explained before, I had some, you know, difficulty time back in the day. I quit on a hunt once and it was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. And, looking back on it now, it's like, why did I ever do that? You know, the hunt was hard, big giant deer. I guess I'm getting into it right now. But I was hunting a new state for me, missed the couple days of opener, back into a really far area. And, it took me multiple days to get back into this spot that I wanted to go to. He scouted it, looked at it, and, heard a shot one evening. And then the next morning I was glassing this other basin, kind of working there where I, wanted to get into, which I think was the area where I heard that shot. And I saw a guy packing out this buck with matching kickers off both sides. And, that just ate me up because I was like, man, that was a spot I wanted to get to. This guy was packing out this buck on horseback. And congrats to that guy. He totally deserved it. He was in the right spot, right time. And then the rest of, I think it was just a couple more days, I just kept seeing small bucks, kept passing them up. And I had probably 2 or 3 days left of the season, and I quit and went home. And I wasn't mentally strong back then. I feel like I am now. And all the stuff I want to talk about today is just a not quitting and learning to embrace that suck. And that's why this podcast, I think, is going to be one's going to put you in the right place, maybe. So let's dive into it and get into basically mindset and mental toughness when it comes to mule deer hunting. Specifically, again, that mindset it takes to be a mule deer hunter. Because the truth is, again, I'm going to repeat this a lot, mule deer hunting is not easy by any means. There's so many different ways you could go about this. Yeah. You know, a lot of people hear my strategy. I like to go steep and deep a lot of times. Sometimes I switch that up and hunt closer to roads, and there's a million different ways you can hunt. And I like them all, whether it's backpack hunting, whether it's, you know, hunting from base camp, hunting from a truck, whatever ways you want to do it. It's still going to be hard no matter what. And there's still a bunch of ways to kill bucks. One, mule deer hunting, physically demanding. It's mentally draining. And most of the time, you're going to have long, long days behind the glass. You're going to have miles on your legs. And you're going to have more failures when you're out mule deer hunting than success. And that's not a bad thing at all. And that's exactly why it's worth mule deer hunting, for all those failures, all those experiences you're going to gain. Let's jump into mental toughness as a mule deer hunter is basically committing to the process when the outcome keeps saying no. And I'm going to repeat that right now because I feel like this is a very important key aspect when it comes to mule deer hunting. Mental toughness as a mule deer hunter is committing to the process when the outcome keeps saying no. Again, we're going to touch on failure here. So like I mentioned earlier, that failure of that mule deer hunt back in the day, and that hunt was now 14 years ago, I do believe. Yeah, that was a failure, but that was a failure because I quit. And I hate having that, you know, taste in my mouth of giving up on the hunt because I wasn't mentally strong to keep pushing on those other 2 days. I had thoughts of, you know, going home early. You know, the hunt wasn't going my way and just not being mentally strong to keep pushing it out. Like, why did I give up 2 or 3 great days? I already drove to the area, already drew the tag, already wasted all that money on gas, time away from work, taking vacation, all that stuff. But yeah, failure is probably the best teacher for a mule deer hunter or anything in life for that matter. I truly do believe that. Don't be afraid to fail. I failed a ton in my life when it comes to mule deer hunting. And again, I really believe that all those failures that I've had throughout my life has made me into truly the hunter I am today. I know I'm not perfect, but I'm still willing to learn from my mistakes. And that's why I think failure is a great teacher, you know, if they're hunting, trying to learn everything from those mistakes. So when you fail on a hunt, getting back home, analyzing everything, okay, why did certain things happen the way they did? What things could I do differently next time? How can I be more physically prepared, more maybe prepared on the e-scouting side, boots on the ground side, or maybe even just being mentally stronger by pushing your body through uncomfortable situations during the off season when you're either strength training or running or doing anything physical to just make your mind and your body tougher. So what truly makes for a successful mule deer hunter? Another question that I get asked quite often. And the answer is probably not what you might think it is. Again, the most common theme I see from friends who have hunted mule deer all the time and people I look up to who do hunt mule deer is I truly believe those people who are successful all the time. And I have a lot of friends who are phenomenal hunters across the West, whether it's mule deer, elk, anything it could be, archery hunters. I think all those people have one common thing they share, and that they are all mentally tough. I believe that is the recipe for success, whether hunting mule deer for the first time or you're trying to find a giant buck, is you have to be mentally tough. So basically you need a bunch of different factors here. You need to be willing to never give up, get to continue to push hard every single day when you're on the hunt. These are some things too right here I'm going to discuss that I think, again, it's kind of a interesting concept, but I do think that everyone does want to kill a great buck, but most aren't willing to put in the effort or the time it takes. Okay. Killing mule deer takes discipline. And what do I mean by discipline? Discipline in your research, discipline in your e-scouting, discipline in working out, discipline in shooting the weapon of choice, and then discipline of expanding your knowledge of mule deer. There's probably a bunch more discipline things right here, but truly killing any animal takes discipline. You have to hone your craft and be really adamant at sharpening all those tools in your toolkit. So part of that too is things I think are holding a lot of people back. Some people are the best at research, but they can't hunt. They don't have that general hunting knowledge about like animal behavior. Some might be the best at hunting. They know how an animal moves through a mountain. They are very good at woodsmanship, very good at, you know, everything when you're out on the mountain, knowing how to survive, knowing how to move through the woods, but they can't shoot. They don't practice their weapon enough. There's some people out there too are the best at shooting. You'll see them all the time, you know, great groups, or, you know, their reloads are perfect, or their rifle is just absolutely dialed. Their bow is absolutely dialed. But they can't research. So they're great at one thing. but they don't have the discipline it takes to research and find really good areas, but they're just a really good shot. So the times they do have success, yeah, they can make success because they're a really good shot, but they're not researched enough into the areas, you know, where they should be focused to try to find deer. But the ways you can do, and I always try to say this as well, you want to be well-rounded in all those aspects. So that means over time, you become more proficient in multiple areas of hunting mule deer and you hone your craft. So you want to, again, if you're not the best at research, what should you do? You should practice some of those weaknesses. If you're not the best, you know, in physical condition, what's going to help you most on the hunt is probably working on getting to the gym, lifting weights, running, working on your lungs. Because Trail and I talk all the time, what helps you kill the most? Legs and lungs. If you're not the best shot, well, we should probably practice a lot more. There's a lot of those things that aren't very sexy. You probably hear me talk about that all the time. It's not sexy to research. It's not sexy to read a book or read a biology report. Those aren't the things that you can post on the gram. I said that with heavy air quotes. But those are the things that can help you kill. And understanding your weaknesses is how you're going to be a better hunter. Like this year, I've tried to take an effort and really go back through and learn everything I can about mule deer, because there's a lot of people know I had a pretty rough season. Again, one of the best mule deer tags I've ever had in the state, and this is the second time in my life I've had arguably the best mule deer tag in a state. I had one in Montana back in the day, and then one this year in Nevada, and it just made me realize that, like, okay, I, you know, need to go back to the basics. I need to go back to learning even more than I did before. Like, I always loved reading, and I always loved reading, you know, again, I mentioned biology reports and peer-reviewed journals and all that stuff. But, like, since the hunting season ended, I've been going back through and reading a bunch of my mule deer books. I've read a bunch of these in a long time, and I've already read two of them right now. I read both of David Long's books already. This is January 9th when I'm recording this. I read his Public Land Muley's Bottom Line, and then the one he did with David Long and Mike DePlan, The Edge. I've read both those books already, and I'm going to work through reading all my other books and start reading all my other biology-based books as well. It's just something I want to do. Is like, okay, I'm pretty good at research, pretty good at that, but it's like, I'm going to go back through a bunch of stuff and see what I can relearn, see what I can gain extra intel on, listen to a bunch more podcasts, or just listen to other people to kind of expand my knowledge. Like, I'm always learning, and I'm always trying to soak up all that info. And again, I'm trying to be the best at every one of those tools I talked about earlier, about researching, hunting, shooting, all that sort of stuff, and just being well-rounded in everything. So that way every single tool in my toolkit is nice and sharp. I think also what a lot of people need to do is need to ask yourself. You really need to dive deep and ask yourself this. Do you really want to be a mule deer hunter? Okay. I don't feel like you can casually ever do something in hunting. If you want to be successful, you need to go all in. And that's what I'm explaining to you right now. What I try to do throughout the whole entire year is I like to go all in on this. Like, I have a goal this year of, again, just like I do every year, I want to have one really, really good mule deer hunt. So I'm trying to do everything I can right now to ensure that I have a great mule deer hunt. Yeah, I can't control the weather. I can't control exactly what tag I draw, what unit might be. Can't control, winter kill that might be happening this year or might not be happening. But what I can control is, all these other little small things we just talked about. I can, just go all in. Do everything I can, read every book, shoot my rifle all the time, do all the e-scouting I can, put all the boots on the ground, learning new hunting tactics that I haven't done before, just trying to expand, trying to be a sponge and soak up all that information I can when I'm out hunting. So go all in. This one's always hard for me. You might need to give up other hunts so that you can hunt big mule deer. This one's kind of difficult because I do love chasing big mountain adventures. I'm already thinking about this year. Okay, if I, draw this mule deer tag, I'm going to have to give up something else. And I have a couple other things I've been wanting to do for quite a while. But they're going to get kicked off to the back burner again, because I do have this goal I need to try to take another big giant mule deer. And so you're going to have to give up. Might be giving up an elk hunt, might be giving up, you know, maybe an antelope hunt with family or something like that. Or I don't know, you're just going to have to give up something if you really want to chase a big animal. Again, I'm mentioning mule deer here, but if you really want to take a big elk, you might not want to go on a mule deer hunt because you might want to focus all your time on scouting for that elk hunt. Oh, that's what I did. What was that? Three years ago now. I drew a really good elk tag. I had a couple mule deer tags in my pocket, ended up turning one of them in. Another one I never even went out, never went scouting for it, never hunted, and just ate that tag that year because, like, well, I have this really great tag. It took me 11 years to draw it. Probably never going to touch it again. And so I need to go all in on that one tag and had to give up other hunts to focus on that hunt. So just some examples right there. And this one, another one too. I think being a really successful mule deer hunter is kind of a lonely endeavor. I think a lot of mule deer hunters are, you know, quiet, not very outgoing. You really like to hunt by yourself all the time. It's not really like hunting with you and a buddy, that's probably the best thing, but it's not like you're not going to go out there with a big team of people like you would maybe on just a casual deer hunt or, you know, wall tent, late season, you know, elk hunt or whatever. It's kind of that solo mentality. So I think it's kind of a lonely endeavor. You up there scouting every day, putting boots on the ground, checking out these different basins, trying to find a big deer. And it's cliche to say this too, but I truly believe the harder you work when it comes to mule deer, the more successful you'll be. Again, all those other steps I just laid out. Harder you work, the more successful you'll be. All right, now I want to talk about some situational examples of mindset and mental toughness when it comes to mule deer hunts. So here's some things that what I mean, like, okay, you need mental toughness and you want to have your mindset squared away when you're hunting. The mental aspect is going to make you more successful if you're very strong in the mental side of hunting. So glassing when nothing is happening. All right, this situation is going to happen to you a lot when you're a mule deer hunter. You're going to be, you know, sitting behind the glass for hours all day. You know, maybe you're seeing no deer movement. Your eyes are absolutely fried. You feel like you need to dig in your backpack and take out some eye drops because your eyes are literally just like burning. You feel like you have to scratch them because your eyes have been open constantly trying to pick apart details. Your brain is telling you this basin has a no deer, you should move on. Okay, so you have those thoughts in your head, there's nothing here. You can have that thought in your head, you're wasting time. What mental toughness looks like in this case, all right, slowing down instead of speeding up when you're glassing. I can't tell you how many times I've been with friends, some of my family's friends, and they get bored when you're glassing for mule deer. They say there's no deer, and you can see them just casually glassing for a little bit, pulling their binos down, you know, not really paying attention that much when they're glassing. And I'm not saying I'm perfect, but a lot of times it happens where I move over to eventually glass their side and I pick up a buck that is almost right there in the open or just in a very little bit of cover that you should be able to see if you're glassing it with focus and intent because they gave up and rushed things because they weren't mentally tough enough to continue to stay on their binos, switch back and forth between their binos and spawning scope and keep glassing that stuff. So another key thing of mental toughness looks like when you're glassing is reglassing the same terrain from a different angle. So not giving up again. You might think that basin doesn't have anything in it, all right, but you just have to be mentally strong, like, okay, there is something here, but maybe I need to analyze it, the terrain from a different angle, like move around, move 150 yards, move 200 yards and glass it from another spot to try to look into that area. And then also trusting the process of sitting there and glassing all day, even when there's no immediate reward. By no immediate reward, I mean, you're not seeing a lot of deer. A lot of times you're trying to hunt a big deer, you're probably not going to see a lot, but just trusting that you're in this position because you put all your e-scouting, or maybe you put your boots on the ground scouting in the summer for your season opening, you did see a big deer in that area, trusting that all your hours behind the glass are eventually going to pay off. Why that matters. Mature mule deer are truly masters of being visible. They can hide when they want to. They seem like they just disappear and melt into the timber. And then most people just kind of quit glassing. They lean back. They want to take a nap. They want to go back to camp. They get frustrated. So yeah, again, that weak mindset is basically just, there's nothing here. With a tough mindset, the way you should be thinking about this is, you haven't proven that there's nothing here yet. So you continue to glass, continue to work hard, continue to be mentally strong when you're glassing. The other big area right here about mental toughness, that one more ridge mentality. All right. And I'm not just mentioning this because that was one of the films of one of my mule deer, or one of the titles of one of my mule deer hunt films back in the day, One More Ridge. But I truly think this is one of those things that where some people just seem, maybe they're not mentally tough enough to keep pushing that one more ridge. What is on the other side of that ridge? And once you're there, what does that other ridge look like? So yeah, you're basically late in the day, you're exhausted. You've already, you know, covered more ground probably than you planned to. You hiked down a big giant area, maybe dropped into a base and came up the other side. But there's one more. You haven't seen anything all day, or maybe you've seen some smaller bucks or just a bunch of does. And it's getting late in the day, and there's one more ridge you could potentially check out. All right. Now, the determining factor is, are you going to be mentally strong and realize, yes, going over there is going to suck. It's going to take physical effort. It's going to take time. Okay. But what if that buck you've been chasing is just right on the other side? Understand, yes, you might have to hike back in the dark with a headlamp for a lot of hours. You're going to get less sleep that night. You're going to be burning, you know, more sweat. So you might have to be burning more water. You have to try to find water then. So yeah, always understanding that one more ridge mentality, keep pushing, keep going further. It's just going to pay off eventually. It might not pay off every time. You might have a whole hunt where you're like, I gave it my all. I pushed the next ridge and it still didn't work out. Sure, that's going to happen. But at least knowing in your head that you gave it your all. You did everything you could to try to find that animal. So in this situation, to me, mental toughness looks like ignoring those comfort-based decisions that, hey, I'm just going to sit right here because camp's only a mile away. Why would I want to hike down that basin, cross that ridge, climb up high, go through all that thick burn to get to the other spot just to maybe glass for 45 minutes in the evening? Like, you got to do whatever you can do to find the animal. So you want to go because it's logical and technically it makes sense based on all your previous days of intel and scouting efforts, not because you feel good. So you know you're in that right spot. You know you put all your scouting in. You still want to keep pushing and try to find it. And you're trusting that effort. Okay. And again, that hunt, One More Ridge is just a perfect example of that. Every single day, we're like, okay, might as well keep going further. Haven't seen a deer yet. Let's just keep going one more ridge. Let's eventually keep going further and further from camp. And then finally, just one day it happened where I was glassing this little spot, found some does, hadn't been in this area yet. Let's just, you know, bump over, go one more ridge. I dropped down this little area, climbed up this ridge, sat down, and instantly it's like, it happens every now and then. I'm sure you've experienced it if you've been hunting long enough where you just pull up your binos and boom, there's a deer. And that's what happened in that case. But it was just like me putting myself in a position to go one more ridge and be willing to do whatever it took to find a deer on a hunt that I wasn't seeing a lot of deer. That's just that mental toughness, having the right mindset. So what made me go anyway, all the data I had collected throughout that whole entire hunt, trying to learn from all those previous days and knowing that going one more ridge is going to be effective, gut instinct. And then, another thing that I have going for me is just a pure stubbornness of just not wanting to give up anymore, not wanting to have that horrible taste in my mouth that I had back in the day of quitting early. Don't want that. And then once you're doing this one more ridge mentality, you really have two outcomes. You find deer, which is great. that could lead you to extra intel for the next day, or you find deer and that's your target buck or a buck that you're okay with taking and you kill that deer. The second outcome, okay, you go that one more ridge, you push hard, you're glassing that last 45 minutes, you don't find deer, but you do learn something valuable. Okay, that could mean maybe you do see a couple bucks at a certain elevation band, and then you're like, hey, because I saw those bucks at that elevation band, there's actually this area over here in this different ridge line, same elevation, same sort of habitat, same sort of terrain, same aspect, wherever it might be, that then you can use that intel to help you the next day. So those are two outcomes you really have. Comfort is the enemy of opportunity when you're mule deer hunting. Being comfortable and just sitting there and not hiking further, not glassing longer, that's what's going to kill your success. So don't let comfort be the enemy of your opportunity to try to kill a buck. And then two, mule deer success, I feel like, often happens when you're right at the edge of that physical and mental fatigue. That's where a lot of people stop, where you're physically tired, you're mentally tired, might be day four, might be day seven, but don't give up early. Keep pushing through that mental fatigue. Keep pushing through that physical side of it. There is, 51 other weeks of the year that you could be resting, you could be recovering. That one week, if that's all you have to hunt, that is your Super Bowl. That is the most important week of your entire life. You have to keep going on it. And another truth here, most hunters sometimes don't fail from a lack of ability. They fail from, again, choosing that comfort, choosing just not pushing hard every single day. Next little key point here is how you handle failed stalks on a hunt. So again, let's say everything worked out well. Glassed a buck, you executed a long stalk all the way over there, got to the position. You thought it went perfectly until it doesn't. The buck busts out of there. All those hours of work are now gone in seconds. That is one of the worst feelings ever on a hunt. And you basically have an emotional crash. You're angry, you're frustrated, you might have now self-doubt, you just blew the buck of your dreams out, or you haven't seen anything all week and that was the one opportunity you have and you just blew it. What you do next is going to be the most important thing though on your hunt. Let's say you still have some days left. There's going to be two outcomes here. You sit down and you sulk and you're disappointed in yourself and just constantly think of negative thoughts the whole time. Or you reset and you keep hunting. You keep pushing hard. You understand that a failed stalk happens. Happens to everyone. Happens to me. Happens to everyone in this office. Happens to everyone listening. You're going to fail a stalk no matter with your rifle, with your bow eventually. But how you pick yourself up after that failed stalk is important, okay? You're not going to let yourself do emotional spiraling. You're not going to get down on yourself. You're going to learn from that mistake. Okay, did you rush the last, 100 yards? Did you not check the wind? Did you expose yourself on a ridgeline when you shouldn't have? Learn from those mistakes, reset, and then hunt just as strong the next day as you did before you failed that stalk. Again, I mentioned earlier, you're going to fail a lot. I failed a ton of times as a hunter, no matter what animal I'm going after. And mule deer hunting is a game of failure. If one blown stalk ruins your thought process, ruins your mental game, you really won't last long. You have to be strong enough to know that a failed stalk is going to happen, but it's how you flip it around and make a failed stalk a positive, in a sense, by, again, trying to figure out what you learned from it, what you can do differently, better. You're not going to want to sit there and say, gosh, why does this always happen? Like, why do I take all this time away from work, away from family, go here and I fail the stalk? This really happened to me back in the day a lot when I was a bow hunter, because everyone knows when you're a bow hunter, it's a game of inches. It's, you have to get 20, 40 yards from an animal. So you put all that effort stalking around it, get up onto it, and maybe you miss, maybe you blow that buck out of there. I had a hunt here right when I first started. I'd go hunt where I missed a buck early in the hunt, and I think you saw me as I got back to camp. I think I said something like, you know, I want to work at this. I want to struggle. I'm going to earn this hunt. And I was like joking, but I was also being funny in the moment, because like, I believe that's why that mental side, I'm talking to myself about like, yeah, I might've just failed a stock, but that's not what I should be worried about. Not the failed stock is how am I going to kill that deer tomorrow? Yeah, it hurt, you know, missing that buck, but I know that I'm still going to have success. I know that I can still push through this moment. I'll turn that buck up again. I'll try to find him. And I'll get him killed. And I think it was a couple of days later, I killed that buck. Like, sure, I could have been hiking back up, exhausted, just really mad, really upset at myself. And then that's going to affect me. It's going to affect me sleeping that night. It's going to affect me the next day when I'm glassing. It's probably going to impact my next stock if I'm constantly just, you know, hating on how I handled that previous stock opportunity. Yeah, it sucked. Move past it though, make light of it, learn from it, and continue to push. Yeah, a blown stock, just to close this one off, doesn't really end your hunt. It's how you react to it that would end your hunt. So keep a positive mindset, keep pushing, and just learn how to control your emotions when you fail, because you'll fail a lot. Okay. Another aspect, again, I want to talk about trusting your plan when it seems others quit. Okay, this is a lot of different situations here when I mean trusting the plan when others quit. So weather might suck. You might notice maybe there's a bunch of pressure in the area, a bunch of hunters are hunting it, or maybe you're even noticing an area, whoops, almost just fell off my table here, so I'm leaning, that was awkward. Maybe you notice that other hunters are leaving the area you're hunting. They're leaving the high country, they're leaving the low country, whatever it might be. Maybe you're running into other hunters and people are telling you there just isn't any deer here. Okay, so how do you trust your plan when you're hearing, you know, all these negative thoughts, you're seeing all these negative things, you're seeing other people leaving, they're seeing other people quit, they're seeing other people modify their plans, whether it might be a good reason or bad reason. Maybe they have a really good reason to leave because maybe they checked it out. Maybe they're just not mentally strong enough to stay back there. So what does mental toughness look like in this situation? It's going to be sticking to your research, trusting your scouting and your data, diving into your maps more at night. This is the time when you might be like, okay, I can't control the weather on the hunt. I've had so many hunts where you go, you know, to a November hunt and it's 60 degrees out. That's a horrible experience for anyone. But you have to realize like, hey, this is the cards I was dealt, and this is how I'm going to still succeed. I'm going to trust all that research I did. I'm going to trust all that e-scouting. I'm going to probably dive into plan C, D, all the way to Z, and just like try to figure, okay, where these bucks are at. Trusting that you know maybe enough about the animal behavior to know maybe what they might be doing. But just like literally sitting up at night and again, looking through maps, trying to find ways to turn this into a positive when the weather sucks, or maybe there's more people hunting it next to you. Just how can you use those other people in a sense to maybe benefit you on hunt? Maybe you notice, hey, everyone who's hunting this same area as me, maybe they're all going up on this one ridge and they're all glassing this area, but everyone seems to not be able to glass, you know, down below them. So maybe you just adjust your glassing knob for the morning, move down to a different angle, glass below them, and look at areas that people are overlooking. There's a lot of places I think people overlook when they're on the mountain, and even when pressure is there, you can use pressure to your advantage a lot of times. Why this matters a lot is good mule deer country doesn't stop being good just because it's hard to hunt. All right, mule deer don't just disappear. So again, if you have a hard hunt that the weather's bad or people are saying there aren't any deer here, there probably still is deer here. Just keep in mind that the deer are probably using the landscape differently, and then that these hunters are probably just not hunting maybe as effectively. So get your mindset right and dig deep and try to figure out other ways to crack this puzzle of a mule deer hunt when things are not going your plan, but trust the process. But yeah, bad weather doesn't really truly eliminate the deer. It just exposes who's willing to stay in the mountain, who's willing to adjust their tactics to try to find deer. Embracing boredom, another area of this that I want to really touch on, that's going to really break you down mentally on a mule deer hunt. So I'm not going to call them out by any means, but I've had a few camera guys who, after a week of hunting mule deer, they mentioned that they really don't enjoy mule deer hunting because of the boredom. And yeah, I'd agree with them. You know, mule deer hunting is not always sunshine and roses. There's a lot of downtime on a mule deer hunt, a lot of days where it's just super boring. Long hikes in the morning, sitting there, it's windy, glassing the same area over and over again, or glassing new spots, same sort of thing, just repetitive. Every single day you're glassing, you're hiking a little bit, changing different angles, glassing again, and just getting hours and hours of nothing, no action, no excitement, small bucks, small does, maybe nothing, and just glassing, waiting, and a lot of thinking. A lot of time to think about things when you're on a hunt. So it can be really boring. But how can you be mentally tough and push through this? You got to be comfortable with boredom. You got to be comfortable with the uncomfortable. You need to stay mentally engaged. Don't force things just to like feel productive. Don't just try to change things when you don't need to change things. Again, that goes back to the last thing, trust that process. Mule deer hunting, I truly feel a lot of times when it's really boring and you're glassing the same little habitat, you're glassing the same whatever, you got a bunch of cliffs and you got a, you know, some timber maybe on the left or right, and you're just like, gosh, there's got to be a deer there. There's got to be a deer there. And the people who aren't mentally strong, they're going to quit and move to the next area, where the people who are, I think you're going to get rewarded by patience more than action. A lot of times staying there, digging deep, knowing like, hey, I still got 4 days left. Like, this is the area that I know there's deer from maybe your previous scouting trip. Stick the course of the plan. I think more mistakes happen when hunters get bored. They just give up that area really quickly. When embrace that boredom, those long days when you're sitting there glassing with your binos, you know, middle of the day, I talk about a lot. I love to take my, you know, spotting scope out and really dissect all that terrain throughout the middle of the day when a lot of people go back to camp. Because again, why do people go back to camp in the middle of the day? Those hours from maybe like 11 o'clock to, you know, 3 o'clock, they go back to camp because they're bored. What are you going to do back at camp? You're not hunting. Maybe you're doing camp chores, maybe you're gathering wood because maybe that's a necessity you need to. Maybe you're getting water. Those might be important things. But if you're going back to camp just to lay around and be lazy, stay on the mountain, glass. Again, this is your 1 week a year to hunt. So embrace that boredom, glass, glass, and glass. Okay? Bored hunters make bad decisions. And what I mean by that is, if you're bored, you see it a lot in this day and age, and I really, really hate this. People are bored on a mule deer hunt. What's the first thing that you notice your buddies do? I've done it before, and I hate that I've done it. Everyone does it. You pull out your phone, and you try to get service. All right? That is one of the things that totally is going to wreck your hunt. Okay? Sure. Glassing from sun up to sundown, you're going to have a lot of, you know, uncomfortable moments on the mountain. It's going to be boring in a sense. But again, you're trying to find a deer. That should not be boring in your mind. You're doing everything you can to try to dig up that mountain, try to look through that terrain. Pulling up your phone to scroll through social media, why? Why? Again, I've done it before, and I hate that I do it. But it's like, you know, if you see your buddy doing it, don't rip on him, but maybe nudge like, hey man, we're here to glass. We can do this. You can do that later. You can look at your phone again, a different week of the year, not right now. That's not looking at your phone. If you're using it for other reasons, rather than mapping or reviewing your notes, or maybe you're just reading something motivational on your phone, I could get behind that. But when you're using it just to scroll through and like, oh, look at Joey over there shot a buck, or, you know, whatever, like, that's not really going to help you right now. So stay present, embrace the boredom, do things that's going to make you more successful. Boredom is part of that test when you're a mule deer hunter. It's how you react to it. All right. So, wow, I've been rolling for 40 some minutes already for solo podcasts. I didn't think I have enough juice to keep going, but that's kind of a run through of this whole mindset and mental toughness side of things. And again, I truly do feel that this is a really important part of being a hunter, especially being a mule deer hunter, is being mentally tough, knowing you've been through horrible struggle, you know, times when you're training throughout the whole year. And that's why I think, you know, Trail asked the other day on the Big Hunt Guys podcast, like, why do I post those, you know, my sweaty hat photos all the time? I do it for a lot of personal reasons. I do it for a lot of other people too. I just feel like me posting all the time could motivate someone to start doing something hard. I don't have any great quotes about doing hard things, but I truly believe if you keep pushing your body and doing hard things all the time, it's going to make those hard, seemingly hard times on the mountain seem so much easier. I know I've, you know, gone through this run or went and did a 15-mile run that day and that sucked, but I pushed through it. I was motivated. I was dedicated. I was committed to doing something hard every single day to make my mind more mentally tough, make my body obviously physically stronger, but it's more the mind that I'm working on than anything physical. Cause I know if I push myself hard in the off season, going on these hunts is going to be a lot easier. So I want to leave you guys with this. Mule deer hunting isn't hard because the animals are impossible to kill. It's hard, I believe, because it exposes how you think. It's going to test your patience. It's going to test your discipline. And it's going to test your ability to stay committed when there's no immediate reward. There's going to be times, again, that lowest of lows and mule deer hunting, it just takes that little split second. And then you're going to get that little reward because everything's going to go perfect. And most mule deer hunts are not decided by one big moment. They're decided by 100 small little decisions. Those decisions are whether you kept glassing all day, whether you climbed up one more ridge to go, you know, into a next little basin, whether you stayed disciplined after a blown stock, or, you know, whether you came back tomorrow to hunt that same area when it would be easier not to, maybe catch a few hours of sleep, maybe just glass around camp, but you didn't. You kept doing those little small things over and over again that's going to put yourself in the right position to find that animal. So mule deer hunting is about doing the right things over and over and over again when the hunt gives you nothing back. It's about trusting that process when the outcome keeps saying no. You're going to have days when you're a mule deer hunter that you're going to question why you're out there. Believe me, I've eaten so many mule deer tags in my life. And you question, you know, why do I keep doing this? Why do I keep doing that? But it's for the love of mule deer and the places that I get experience when I'm hunting mule deer. I love that suck of the mule deer hunt. I've learned to absolutely crave that suck when I'm mule deer hunting. You're going to get bored. Like we mentioned earlier, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to be tired, but that doesn't mean you're doing things wrong. That means you're doing exactly, what mule deer hunting requires. All those small things again are compounding. Eventually they're building up. You're checking off all the places there's not bucks to eventually you're going to find that place where that right buck is located. If you can learn to enjoy that work instead of chasing the reward, I truly feel you'll last longer as a mule deer hunter. And the hunters who last the longest are usually end up the ones who are successful. And what I also mean by that is, you know, you're continuing to push hard every single day. You have a 7-day hunt. You're hunting on day 7 just like it was that first day. You're so excited on day 7 to wake up and be like, today could be the day. That's just the mentality I think you have to have. You have to enjoy every single day on the hunt like it's your last hunt ever. That's the way now I look at all the hunts I do. And I always look back and like I point to that hunt where I quit. That is something that I never, ever, ever want to experience. And if you've experienced that before, I hope you dig deep and look back at those times when you gave up or did something, you know, that you look back on like, yeah, why did I do that? Why did I just stop hunting? Or why did I move down and change tactics? Like, I don't want to feel that way. because I want to know I left it all on the mountain. And if I leave things on the mountain all the time, eventually I'm going to find success. I pass up bucks all the time. I fail on hunts trying to find big deer when I know they're there and I can't kill them, but I learn and I keep pushing hard every day. That's the mindset. That's the mindset you need as a mule deer hunter. That's the grind. And let's face it, that's mule deer hunting. So yeah, remember that the best mule deer hunters are not special by any means. But they are the people who, if you see people are consistently successful, those are the people who refuse to quit. They're the people who are mentally strong and understand why they're out there and understand you need to keep pushing every day. So that's a lot. I appreciate you guys joining me on this little journey for a brand new Miller Tynes podcast. And before I go, if you like the podcast, be sure to jump over, give me a review on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. Positive, negative, whatever your random thoughts are. I love reading all the reviews. Really help me out. Leave a review. That way we can continue to do this. And topic suggestions. I'm always open to it. Like I said, this is going to be my little project. I'm definitely going to have a lot of guests on here as well. It's not going to be just solo random podcast like this with me rambling on for hours at a time. Just love to hear from you guys. Drop a review. Cadence of this podcast, probably gonna drop an episode every week. I think they're pretty much gonna be every week on Friday. So be looking forward or looking out for my podcast to drop every Friday, and also share the podcast with your buddies. Be great to have more thoughts and questions and whatever else people might have for what they like to see on this podcast. I'm always open to ideas of where this direction should go and what you guys want to hear more about. And I appreciate you guys greatly. And just want to say thanks for listening to episode one of Miller Tynes podcast. Stay patient, stay disciplined, earn it the right way in the mountain as a mule deer hunter, and catch you on the next one.